Every year, NPR brings together some of the best books of the year in a searchable, explorable guide called The Book Concierge. It can help you find exactly the read you're looking for, whether it's for yourself to help you through a long winter, or for someone you love who could use a gift or just a lift. I'm Linda Holmes. Today on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR, we're talking about some of the science fiction and fantasy books that show up in this year's guide. So don't go away.
Support for NPR and the following message come from the new Showtime limited series, Your Honor, an edge-of-your-seat thriller starring Bryan Cranston. Your Honor is the story of a respected New Orleans judge whose teenage son is involved in a hit and run. What follows is a deadly game of lies, deceit, and impossible choices. Your Honor, premiering December 6th on Showtime. Try 30 days free, then just $8.99 for life. Go to Showtime.com. Terms apply. New customers only.
Welcome back. Joining us from her home in Maryland is NPR Books editor Petra Mayer. Welcome back, Petra.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
For anybody who is not already a Book Concierge fan, can you explain a little bit about what the concierge is? I always describe it as like, it sort of grows out of the idea of year-end lists of best books, but it's more like an interactive app kind of thing. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, exactly. So a few years ago, gosh, I think it was in 2013, we decided that we were really tired of doing year-end lists. So my amazing colleagues came up with this idea of the Book Concierge, which is basically, it is an app, in fact. It lives at npr.org/bestbooks. And what it is a giant grid. It's a visual matrix of book covers that are searchable by a list of tags that's on the left-hand side of the screen. And those tags are things like staff picks or biography or nonfiction or fun tags like let's talk about sex, that's where all the romance novels live, or it's all geek to me, which is for geeky things. And so the idea is that you can click on all the tags. You can say like, they're stackable. So you can say like, I want a book for my book club and I want it to have a female protagonist and I want it to be funny. And then the book concierge will return every single book in the concierge that year that answers to those tags. And then you will see the covers on the screen and you can click on them and you'll get a little recommendation, links to our coverage, links to where you can buy it or check it out of the library, links to member station coverage if we have it, pretty much all the information that we have about that book.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I think what we want to do, we're going to give a little sampling of what kinds of books you can find in the concierge. As I said today, we're going to talk about science fiction and fantasy. What's the first book that you want to tell us about?
The first book is called Ray Bearer by Jordan Ifueko. And this is one of the reasons why I love the concierge, because at least once a year, there's a book that just falls through the cracks. And then I read it and go, what? Why was I sleeping on this? And this year it was Ray Bearer. This is one of the sort of the amazing wave of African influenced fantasy and sci-fi books that are out right now that have been happening for a couple of years. So if you liked Children of Blood and Bone or Akata Witch, this is a great book for you. It's about a young girl growing up in a sort of magically isolated mansion with all these strict tutors, and her mother is known only as the lady, and she sort of breezes in every now and then looking mysterious. And this young girl is being raised to go to the capital and compete to become a member of the Crown Prince's Council, a group of people who are all magically linked by something called the Ray. And of course, our heroine goes to the capital and competes and becomes part of the council, but her mother has laid a compulsion on her. She has to gain the crown prince's trust and then kill him. So the book is about her dealing, balancing, you know, her new duties and her relationship with the crown prince and this compulsion and figuring out what's going on with her mother, who has a very compelling backstory, which I just love in a fantasy novel if the big bad has a great backstory. And it's just a beautifully built world, full of African folklore and mythology, but very much its own thing. Very colorful, very rich, very fresh. And it is a hero's journey about this one girl, but also all of the sort of side characters you will end up caring very much about. It's wonderful, and I cannot believe that I didn't discover it until everybody in my Twitter timeline started talking about it.
So that's Ray Bearer by Jordan Ifueko. That actually sounds like one that I might enjoy myself. I am not always a fantasy person, but that sounds like one that I might like. Give me another one.
The next one is also sort of a rule breaker for me, because I almost never recommend books that aren't the first in the series, because it's really hard for people to pick up in the middle and be like, meh, what's going on? This is a book called The Faithless Hawk by Margaret Owen. And this is something I discovered, you know, I moderate a lot of panels with authors every year, and I always try to read at least one book by every author. And this is one that I discovered when I moderated a panel with her. And I read the first book, which is called The Merciful Crow. So it's only two books that you have to read, really, but they're so good. This is another fantasy. This is a world that is ruled by a bird-themed caste system. So the phoenixes are at the top and the crows are at the bottom. And this world is being ravaged by a terrible plague. And of course, the crows are the only people that are immune to it. So they are the ones that have to deal with the dead and dying and the isolation and the, you know, even burning down communities that are affected by the plague if it's gone too far. And our heroine is the leader, or she's coming into the leadership of a band of crows, and they're nomadic people who travel and look for beacons and come to where they're called to deal with the plague. And of course, you know, everybody is terrible to them because they're at the bottom of the caste system and they deal with the plague. So when we meet this girl, almost the first thing you see is her band of crows have just done a service for the Royal Phoenix caste, and the phoenixes are trying to screw them out of payment. And she just gets her clan together and she does what she calls the money dance, and she intimidates them and they pay up, and you just go, "Ooh, yes." She's so fierce and funny and competent. And of course, you know, she throughout the course of the book, you know, is figuring out how to remake the society, and she tries, you know, various ways to force people to treat crows better, and she discovers it's really hard to change an entire society's attitudes. So she ends up having to go deeper and into the mythology and the origins of the crows. And again, this is a really well-built world with a really compelling heroine. Also has some very cool queer and trans representation. So that's The Faithless Hawk by Margaret Owen.
All right. That sounds fascinating, too. All right. Give me your third pick.
My third pick is sci-fi. So this is Network Effect by Martha Wells, and this is the Murderbot series, right? And there were four novellas originally, and this is the first full-length novel. So if you were a fan of maybe Anne Leckie's Ancillary Justice series, you've probably already read this. But if not, get out there and get it, because it is a very similar story of an artificial intelligence learning to make its way in a human community. But Murderbot was never a starship the way the hero of Ancillary Justice is. Murderbot is a security robot in a far future corporate dystopia that has attained self-awareness and hacked its own governing module so that it can act independently without being punished by its corporate overlords. And over the course of the four novellas that came before this book, it sort of figures out how to build a human family of choice. It even makes a friend, and it comes to terms with having emotions, which it's very, like, leery about. Like, every time Murderbot has an emotion, it gets real embarrassed. And really, actually, all Murderbot wants to do is be left alone and watch its favorite TV show, which is called Rise and Fall of Sanctuary Moon. Because if you're a Murderbot, you can store, like, all the media of centuries of human existence in your head, so all Murderbot wants to do is watch TV. And so in this novel, Network Effect, the first full-length book, all of the community that Murderbot has built around itself is suddenly in jeopardy, and it has to, you know, even though it would really much rather be left alone to watch TV, it has to figure out how to act and what to do and how to get its friends and family back. And of course, it involves some murdering and some TV watching. And, you know, when a short story or a novella is expanded to novel length, you worry that it won't stand up, but this one really does.
All right. Thank you very much, Petra Mayer. If you want more science fiction or fantasy book recommendations or book recommendations in other genres or meeting other tags, do check out NPR's Book Concierge. The 2020 version goes live today at npr.org/bestbooks. Again, npr.org/bestbooks. Petra, thank you again so much for being here.
That was super fun. Thanks for having me.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. We will see you all tomorrow when we'll talk about a little band called BTS.
Since the 1980s, hip-hop and America's prisons have grown side by side.
And we're going to investigate this connection to see how it lifts us up and holds us down.
Hip-hop is talking about what we live, trying to live the American dream, failing at the American dream.
I'm Sydney Madden.
I'm Rodney Carmichael. Listen now to the Louder Than a Riot podcast from NPR Music,
where we trace the collision of rhyme and punishment in America.